do.
So we finish today with Psalm 140. It's a conventional supplication pleading for Yahweh's perfection. And the scholars tell me that for the negative, they use the word Baal in verse 10, and that is apparently to the scholars an indication that this psalm comes from the northern kingdom. So it's a dialectic question here, indicating a northern Israel provenance rather than Judah. But let's simply read it. Deliver me, Yahweh, from evildoers. Protect me from those who are violent, who plan evil things in their hearts and are always provoking conflict. They make their tongue as sharp as a snake's, and under their lips is the venom of vipers. And then a little musical interlude, and the last line there is quoted in Romans 3 in that big list of sin Paul talks about. But our psalm goes on in verse 4, guard me, Yahweh, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from the violent who have planned my downfall. The arrogant have hidden a trap for me, and with cords they've spread a net. They've set snares for me on the road. I say to Yahweh, you are my God. Listen, Yahweh, to the voice of my supplications. Yahweh, my Lord, my strong deliverer, you've been a cover over my head in the day of battle. Yahweh, do not grant the desires of the wicked. Do not further their evil plots. And then throughout, every now and then, there's a pause for that Selah, which the scholars, there's different opinions. We don't actually know, but it probably means a musical interlude, just a meditation while you're reflecting on the like responsorial psalm. And verse 9, and the end of Psalm 140, let not those who surround me lift up their heads. Let the mischief on their lips overwhelm them. Let burning coals fall on them. Let them be flung into pits no more to rise. Do not let the slanderer be established in the land. Let evil speedily hunt down the violent. I know that Yahweh maintains the cause of the needy and executes justice for the poor. Surely the righteous will give thanks to your name. Surely the upright will live in your presence. And I'm reminded of Psalm 16, my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. And you might like John 14, Jesus at the Last Supper, those who love me will be loved by my Father. I will love them and I will reveal myself to them. And Jesus' words, blessed are the pure in heart, they will see God.